This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
There's one thing we like to do more than anything else, well, other than Cam likes to research trash and bring it to you.
Dogs come first. I think we know that, Chris.
And we love talking dogs, particularly good causes for looking after the dogs that may not be so well looked after in our communities. And to help us talk about that one today is Michelle McClurg. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
It's nice to have you back in the studio. We talked to you a year ago.
Yeah, just about a year ago, yep.
And at that time, you introduced Paws for a Cause for the first year.
Yeah, founded it just over 12 months ago. Yeah.
And that was all about a dog walk, a leisurely dog walk that was raising funds. So tell us about what happened last year.
So last year, in about 3.5 months, we fundraised just over $10,000 for our local animal shelter called Save a Dog Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty wrapped with that.
I was going to say they'd be pretty impressed with that. That would have made a difference to quite a number of dogs'
lives.
Yeah,
massive difference. And we had 60 dogs participate in our inaugural walk last year around Como Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that sounds like a good start. 60 dogs for a fun day and $10,000 to a dog shelter. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty cool. We're pretty happy with that.
Now, you yourself are incredibly entwined in the lives of dogs. You're a dog behavioralist.
Yep.
So you actually try and get into their heads on a regular occasion.
Yeah. Look, I very much work on the people ask what philosophy I work on, and basically I work on dog psychology. So I communicate to dogs like dogs communicate to each other.
The psychology of our dog, I find, is that she works out what it is she needs to make sure I do what she wants.
Mm. That's dogs. See? Yeah. If you don't step up as leader, they will.
Yeah. And it's a combination of, sad face or, little soft paw touching you, come on, or just refusing to move.
Yeah, they manage to get those human emotions going.
They do, Is that us interpreting that and putting that on them? It is?
It's definitely most of the issues I work with, is humans putting human emotions on dogs.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not saying dogs don't have emotions. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying, but they're not little humans.
Right. Yeah. Got it. We're learning these lessons. We talked about Rosie with you last year, and she was we'd only had her a couple of months, and she did have some issues. She's improved dramatically through lots of contact and lots of attention, and definitely trying to get some discipline into what we do with her as well.
So yeah,
it is very important.
Yep.
Now, Paws for a Cause is back on. You're doing multiple things this year, and the end point for the funds raised this year is a little bit different as well. So who's the money going to?
This year we're fundraising for Lord Smith Adoption Centre. They're in North Melbourne.
Yep, fantastic. Yep. So that's a very popular animal shelter.
Yeah.
Do great services around, obviously, sheltering for dogs, but also offering, from what I understand, lots of great veterinary services and stuff.
For the community.
A community at a reasonable cost.
Yes. So. Yeah, underprivileged. Yeah, people who are underprivileged in the community, they do various things. People who are found homeless for a little while, they often take their dogs in.
Right.
Look after their dogs until they can...
Which is fantastic because there's a lot of studies around that overall homeless people with pets do better.
Much better.
So it's better to actually look after the animals and try and keep those relationships going. So just another example of doing good stuff. Now, so the money you want to raise this year, you want to go to Lord Smith. Let's start with the first event, which is coming up on Sunday. What do you got happening?
We've got a music fundraiser at the Cherry Tree Hotel.
Very nice.
So we're hoping to get as many people along to support the very generous musicians who have donated their time. We've ended up with an hour more play than, we envisaged.
Okay.
So it's going to go from 4 p.m. till 8.
So 4 to 8 on Sunday at the Cherry Tree.
Yep.
What sort of artists have we got?
We've got Andrew McCubbin and the Hope Addicts, Sarah Childs with an orchestra.
An orchestra at the Cherry Tree?
Yeah, tiny little three-piece orchestra. We've got Jody Meehan. We've got a pretty awesome actor, new woman from London,
mm-hmm.
who's been showing her stuff here. She's Sabella Rocks.
Okay.
She's phenomenal, so she'll be playing an hour set. So we're pretty excited with the lineup we've got. Very generous.
Now, what are we doing to actually raise the funds? Is it a ticketed event?
Yeah. No. You come in. So and we give. So it's basically $15 for single entry,
mm-hmm.
and we're encouraging people to bring others along. So it's $10 each if you bring someone else along.
Okay. So $20 for two or more each for two and or $15 each
as a single. Yeah.
As a single.
Our kids are free, so it's child friendly.
Okay.
And kids are free.
Fantastic. Now, and obviously great environment with the Cherry Tree Hotel, lots of good music and doing, and obviously the money all goes to a great cause.
Yes.
All these artists are donating their time for free.
All the artists are donating their time for free.
All right. So if you want a very pleasant Sunday afternoon of music this week, get down to the Cherry Tree Hotel and help a good cause.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you can't make it on Sunday, in about 4 weeks' time, there's another walk happening, a dog walk.
Yeah, and this year we're pretty excited. We've managed to secure the iconic The Tan track for the walk, so it's going to be much more exciting. A few more challenges too with other members, you know, we're sharing with the rest of the public. But really cool, City of Melbourne have given us permission to have the walk there. It's on Sunday the 15th of November at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And people can register on our website.
All right. So if we register on the website, again, there's a fee involved that's part of the fundraising.
Register the dogs. It's $35 mm-hmm. per dog to participate in the walk. And you get a free bandana.
Fantastic. And the walk around the Tan, if you walk it at doggy pace, what is it? It's about an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, probably so, at the pace we're going to walk, it's probably going to be,
And the thing is, like, it's going to be ridiculously social. I mean, as dog owners, Cam and I know how social it is anyway. You go down the park with your dog and you immediately strike up a conversation with another dog owner. Hopefully you got more than 60 dog owners, more than 60 dogs last year.
Yep.
Aiming for a lot more than that on the Tan this year.
Yeah, we've got 50 registered so far. We would love to have 300 dogs there. So, you know, we're still aiming for that.
So
just join in. And it is extremely social. It's amazing the conversations that get struck up and the actual support each dog owner gets from speaking to another dog owner about mm-hmm. their dog's issues or whatever, and they realise they're actually not on their own.
Yeah, that's right. So it's it's group therapy.
Yeah.
But you're outdoors and getting fresh air at the same time.
Yeah. And I have to say last year it was just amazing. All the dogs were really well behaved and we were incident free, and I was pretty amazed as a dog behaviourist. So I was very impressed.
Cool. So we're hoping for the same again.
Yeah.
All right, so that's at the Tan on November the 15th, which is a Sunday.
Sunday.
From
11 a.m.
11 a.m., but you need to register beforehand.
Yes.
Now, the website is Pause for a Cause Oz, so pauseforacauseaus.com.
And don't forget, the pause is not like pause, hold it. It's P-A-W-S.
Yes.
Just confirm.
We'll repost that on our Facebook page for the show as well. But pauseforacauseoz.com is where you can register for the run. But more importantly, get down and enjoy some fantastic local music and international music as well at the Cherry Tree Hotel on Sunday, this Sunday. And then, you know, line up for a walk around the Tan a few weeks later.
Yeah.
And it all ends up being in the hands of the Lord Smith Animal Rescue Centre.
Yes, who do some fabulous work in the community.
Michelle, fantastic. Thanks for coming in again. Yes. I hope you get 300 dogs.
Yeah, so do we. Yeah. And thanks for the support, guys. I really love coming.
That's all right. That's our pleasure. That's Michelle McClurg. She is a certified dog behaviourist. She's at the Art of Dog Training, if you want to look her up. But she's paused for a cause. It's a great cause. It's the Lord Smith Animal Rescue Centre. And you can get down to two events that we just talked about. We'll put the website up on our Facebook page shortly.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.